Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Warning: the following podcast, which contains strong language and mature content, is unsuitable for children or for the faint of heart. The subject matter discussed will be frightening and graphic in nature. Listener discretion is advised.
Three spooked girls. When you want to hear about the paranormal, you get the spooked girls. True crime that makes you hypothermal with the three spooked girls. Stabby snippets will give you dreams. Tara and Jessica will make you ask great, along with the spooked girls. Bring on the slaughter, we on that haunted ground.
Hey, Spooksters, and welcome back to another episode here on Three Spooked Girls. My name is Tara, and just a reminder, my counterpart will be on hiatus for a couple episodes, so it's going to be me solo. Now, today I am bringing you a list of horror movies we can look forward to in 2023. I, as you guys know, am a huge horror movie buff. So, of course, I am a huge fan of Bloody Disgusting. They put an amazing list together of movies coming out this year in the horror genre. So, I went ahead and grabbed that article for us, and we're going to dive in and hear about some movies that are coming out this year. Let us know your favorites, which ones you're looking forward to, and if there's any that aren't mentioned, definitely let me know so I can add them to my list. So, since we're in February, I'm going to go ahead and skip over the January releases and start with this month. Now, there is one that if you're listening to this on published day, that comes out tomorrow, called Knock at the Cabin. And this is by M. Night Shyamalan. And basically, it is the Paul Tremblay's adaptation of Knock at the Cabin, which sees a family held hostage and forced to make impossible choices to avert the apocalypse. It is the first R-rated movie by M. Night Shyamalan since The Happening. Ooh, I love a good apocalypse movie. Let's do it. Now, this one may have been highly anticipated by some of you. We've seen some stuff in the last couple months about this. It is Cocaine Bear, and that is coming out February 24th. Don't Coke the Bear, the Elizabeth Banks-helmed movie is inspired by true events in Kentucky in 1985, which I'm sorry, that fucking blows my mind. I'm like, there was a bear with cocaine? Confused. This was written by Jimmy Warden. Phil Lord and Chris Miller produce this movie, and it is said to expect things to get violent and hilarious. Okay, I'm down for that. I am down for that. Ooh, now this next one is a found footage movie. I feel like there has not been very many found footage movies came out just because, like, in the early 2000s, I feel that got oversaturated. And I'm sure those of you that were watching horror movies during then were burnt out of them. I was. But this is a new one, so, you know, might be time to revisit that kind of, like, subgenre. We have The Out Waters, which says TBD, but February for sure. Okay, so despite a familiar initial setup, there's nothing conventional about the found footage nightmare, The Out Waters. Nothing will prepare you for the disturbing journey writer and director Robbie Banfitch has in store. Banfitch mercilessly lulls viewers into a soothing intro before ripping open a dark abyss beneath them, flinging them into an immersive pit of visceral madness. It says, look for this one to arrive in theaters, but landing exclusively on Screambox. And this is one of the top movies for me, probably the top horror movie for the year. It is Scream 6, which is releasing March 10th. So, the survivors of Scream 2022 leave Woodsboro behind, only to discover Ghostface isn't done with them yet. This Scream is set in New York City and has the return of Kirby Reed, plus so much more. We cannot wait to see what's next for this beloved franchise. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And people have been theorizing since the fourth one, that's the one Kirby's from, that she was alive this whole time, or that she didn't die, so I'm really curious. There's some rumors that there's going to be maybe some kind of cult situation going on. People are theorizing that there's going to be two Ghostface, maybe three. Let me know. I'm super excited, and I am like all about it, and I feel like this past year I've became a huge, well, I've liked her for a long time, but like especially this last year, Jenna Ortega has been in a lot of great movies, and then of course Wednesday, so I can't wait to see what they did. All right, so our next release is going to be called 65, which releases on March 17th. So Sam Raimi has joined forces with A Quiet Place writers Scott Beck and Brian Woods for 65, an original sci-fi thriller starring Adam Driver, Ariana Greenblatt, and Chloe Coleman. Driver brings the big guns for what appears to be a suspenseful battle against dinosaurs. I can get behind that. Okay, this next one, I want to see based on the title alone. So it's called Holy Shit, and it comes out March 21st. Lucas Rinker's bonkers black comedy series sees an architect locked inside a porta potty. Oh my god. At a construction site set to detonate. Look for this to arrive only on Screambox. And I am not familiar with what Screambox is, but I'm going to venture and say it's like Shudder. So, you know. All right, the next one is Family Dinner. So, it says, ooh, we got a new Easter horror movie. I love that because Hulu did those Into the Dark movies that are typically, well, I don't know if they still do, but they surround it around like holidays. We've done a few of them on Patreon. Love that. So, the plot of this is a teenager heads to her aunt's farm for Easter, hoping to get help losing weight. She quickly suspects that something is deeply amiss. And the picture is like three people holding hands around a random ass table. And like, I don't know if this is underground or what, but it's like dirt, a dining table that's all set, and then candles or maybe little sticks on fire. I don't know. Something lighting up in a circle around them, and it's creepy. Ooh, and it looks like for those who are fans of Chucky, we have another one coming. So, Living with Chucky premieres April 4th. Oh, this is not a movie. This is a documentary. Okay. So this is said to celebrate the entire franchise and is directed by Kira Elise Gardner, featuring interviews with cast and crew members, including genre icons such as Lynn Shay, Alex Vincent, Jennifer Tilly, and franchise creator Don Mancini, plus tons more. Yes, I think that's going to be super cool. I love when they do documentaries like that and they bring in these like core players for these movies and these productions. I'm sure it's going to be great. Ooh, another one I am pumped for, and I know some of you are too, is Evil Dead Rise on April 21st. And oh my god, the picture is of the creepy lady and it's really scary. Okay, so Beth pays an overdue visit to her older sister, Ellie, who's raising three kids alone in a cramped LA apartment. The sister's reunion is cut short by the discovery of a mysterious book deep in the bowels of Ellie's building, giving rise to flesh-possessing demons and thrusting Beth into a battle of survival as she is faced with the most nightmarish version of her motherhood imaginable. This is going to be directed by Lee Cronin. The fifth entry into the franchise was initially deemed for streaming, but now will head to theaters. Oh my gosh. That's coming out right before my birthday. I love it. I'm going to go see it. And another popular franchise, we have another installment into Insidious coming out July 7th. So Patrick Wilson returns to the franchise not only to star but direct as well. The fifth entry sees Josh Lambert dropping his son Dalton off at college, only to discover that Dalton's past demons haven't entirely left him. Ooh, and we got like a time jump. I'm excited for that. I liked those movies. They are creepy, so I'm gonna have to like rewatch all of them before that one. I'm here for it. Okay, so if you liked The Meg, there is a second one releasing on August 4th called Meg 2 The Trench. So Jason Statham will be back as Jonas Taylor in director Ben Wheatley's upcoming sequel to the 2018 action horror movie The Meg, along with Cliff Curtis, Sophia Kai, and Paige Kennedy. Exploring the Mariana Trench should bring the horror. Ooh, and it's got like the Megalodon like about to eat somebody. Love that. For you Disney peeps, this next one's for you. So The Haunted Mansion, we're having a different movie, and it is going to drop August 11th. And for this movie, it is said to be based on the actual ride. It says it follows a mother and her son who come across a mansion that is more than it seems while being orbited by various characters key to undressing the spooky mystery. Oh my gosh, I'm just excited. I know there is one that came out like a long time ago with Eddie Murphy, and that one was pretty good too, but I'm really curious to see what they're going to do with that. And we got two more big franchises that are having more installments come out. So the next one is going to be The Nun 2, and that'll come out September 8th. So this is going to be a direct sequel to The Nun. And basically, it says that this sequel reunites Valak and Sister Irene, and the pair will battle once more, this time in 1956 France. Ooh. And we also have Saw 10. I can't believe there's 10 of these. I think I've only watched maybe the first three, maybe four. I don't even know at this point. But for all you Saw enthusiasts, the next entry is said to bring back franchise favorites, including Jigsaw, who is played by Tobin Bell. And this is said to be just in time for Halloween. Super excited. And there's like no other details to that. So it's like, okay. So we're going to have another installment as well into Ghostbusters. This will be Ghostbusters 5, releasing at the end of the year, December 20th. So I think that'll be great. There's really not a lot going on about it. It just says it's going to continue the Spengler's family saga with the film writers and exec producers, Gil Keenan, taking over as producer. Now, the next couple one of these just say TBD, but they are projected to come back out in 2023. So if you like movies like The Nun and those kind of vibes, there's one called Consecration coming out. It says Triangle, Black Death, and the banishing director Christopher Smith returns to horror with the upcoming supernatural thriller with Jenna Malone and Danny Huston starring in the film. Okay. And there's another one that is TBD as well. It is called Cuckoo. And this, it says, plot details remain scarce, but production images suggest a potential slasher, which, yes, in the picture on this article, it is like a person hiding in, it looks like either an evidence room of a police station or some kind of storage room for maybe like a pharmacy or something. And the person is like got a head wrap and a brace on their arm, so they kind of got fucked up. And then there is a creepy figure that's all blurry that has on a tan trench coat with the hood. And I'm going to guess a mask. It kind of, you can't see it, so I could be totally wrong and we could see the person's face, but it reminds me of those masks from like The Purge when it was, you know, supposed to look kind of humanish type of situation. So it says this is supposed to be a potential slasher just based on the pictures. Either way, they have a lot of great people that are going to be in this movie, such as Dan Stevens, Jessica Henwick, Hunter Schafer, and a bunch more. So it's got a solid cast. So I feel like this one we may have talked about on somewhere, but there's a movie coming out called Dark Harvest, and Dark Harvest is set on Halloween 1963. It says Norman Partridge's horror novel Dark Harvest is set to hit the big screen with David Slade directing the film. Every fall, teenage boys in a small Midwestern town participate in a hunt to catch Sawtooth Jack. While Dark Harvest was initially expected to release last year, but a recent R rating gives us hope that the adaptation will finally set to release this Halloween season. Okay, so we probably did talk about this one back when we were talking about movies coming out in spooky season. So it looks like this one got delayed quite a bit, but they still got some great hopes. And another one I'm super excited for is Maxine. If you've watched X and Pearl and all of those movies, A24 is bringing us another one. I'm so fucking excited. So this is going to be the third entry into this trilogy. So this is said to be, is going to be the events after X. As we know, if you've seen that movie, if not spoilers, Maxine is the only survivor, and it is going to follow her along as she continues her journey to fame, setting out to make it as an actress in the 1980s in Los Angeles. Fucking pumped, y'all. Fucking pumped. We have Salem's Lot coming as well. It's James Wan is producing, a new take on Stephen King's vampire story Salem's Lot for Warner Brothers and New Line, with Gary Doberman attached to write and direct the film. The plot sees an author returning to his hometown, only to find it under the sway of a bloodthirsty vampire. After multiple delays and release date shifts, this reimagining will likely finally release sometime in 2023. All right, so our next one is called Shelby Oaks. YouTube critic Chris Stuckman's feature debut follows a paranormal investigation that dates back to childhood and will include found footage elements. It stars Camille Sullivan of Hunter Hunter, Brendan Sexton III of Don't Breathe 2, Michael Beach, If Beale Street Could Talk, Robin Bartlett of Shutter Island, and a bunch more people. This is set to come out in fall of 2023. They currently have a Kickstarter and they post updates over there. So if that project interests you, I would say check that out. Why not? Now, our last one is described as a slasher comedy. I'm excited. It is called Time Cut with a TBD release date. So this one has the same writer and director of Freaky, and it has Christopher Landon producing and Michael Kennedy writing the script alongside Sonu Patel. The marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Hannah McPherson, Into the Dark, is directing Time Cut and recently described as a Back to the Future meets Scream. Oh my god, I love both of those for two totally different reasons, but if that's legit accurate, I'm here for it. I cannot wait. So that is our short little list of some movies in the horror genre coming out in 2023. Let me know if there are any that I didn't mention that you're looking forward to, which ones of these you are looking forward to. And yeah, there's a lot on that list I am very much looking forward to watching. There's some January ones too that have came out, like Megan. I have not seen that yet. If you've seen it, I'd love to know what your thoughts were, since they are going to have a sequel come out, hopefully in the near future. But anyways, with that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off, and I'll see you back here on Monday. Bye, guys.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.